Yes, indeed. Thank you to the boys, Just Jazz. They did their thing today. It is pledge drive, everybody. So we're a little busier than usual in here. We'll be starting momentarily talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show coming up next. We got the hashtag full squad in the building. Everybody's here. It's nice to see all these faces in here. But it is pledge drive. You can hit us up 530-895-0131. Pledge whatever you can. Help us stay independent. So, in a moment, we're going to talk sports and things. But it is 5:30 on October 21st, a Monday evening. So again, talk about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show coming up next. We're just we're trying to make some room. We're trying to move some things around. And as soon as we do that, we will get into the show. Hello, it's your boy. Like I mentioned, this is talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. This is our fall pledge drive. So we encourage you to hit us up, 530-895-0131. We got a bunch of cool gifts you can get. You can also go to the website, kzfr.org, and tip the show. However you want to do it, we're very fortunate to be in this position where we get to talk about whatever it is we want to talk about. Brad's got some local sports coming up. I'm pretty sure that Derek's got some things that are grinding his gears. We're going to give you some tips on how to win some money sports betting with Luke into the futures. But we are very grateful for this opportunity. So thank you to KZFR and thank you to each and every one of you who plans on pledging. Whatever it is, a dollar, a couple dollars, $100, $1,000, $1 million, we'll take it. We are an independent radio station, so we need y'all's help. Once again, 530-895-0131 is the number if you would like to pledge some monies. But it's time to start the show, shall we? Shall we? We ready? Brad, let's do it.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
That is aggressive. I'm sorry. I'm coming in hot today. What's good, everybody? This is Talk About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Your man, Jerome Gilbert, alongside me, as always, my partner in crime, Derek Izumagi.
What's good, party people?
I'm fresh off of vacation down in Mexico. Mexico! He's back.
Ay.
Oh, that's a little...
That's cultural appropriation.
We wouldn't like to not start there.
Let me do that one, okay?
Yeah. But we have DJ J Pounds, aka Jordan Booth, back in the building.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Oh, God. Not any better. Sunny Slim, aka John Lucan, is here.
What a do.
And we got the one, the only. Statman, Brad.
Yeah!
What's good, everybody? Hi.
Hi.
Hello. This is our fall pledge drive. So once again, if you are unfamiliar to how this works, basically, we are independent. So we reach out to you guys to send us some monies. Help the station out. Help us do what we do. We have no corporate oversight. We are not beholden to any corporations.
Trust me, if we were, we would not be on the air right now.
Well, I mean, that's for damn sure.
I wouldn't be for sure.
No, well, like, you would have been suspended 20 times already.
And let go at some point. But it's like, we can't, too much losses right now.
Yeah, exactly. Way too many L's. But we are talking about practice. Once again, this is Pledge Drive. So feel free to hit us up, 530-895-0131. There's all sorts of cool gifts. You can get some tickets. You can get some swaggy. Most of my clothes are actually KCFR-sponsored clothing. So, there's that. Anyway, shall we get into the proceedings? Should we get into the show?
Stuff happened, yeah.
Stuff happened this weekend. Happened. Let's get into all the stuffs and things that happened over the weekend. And we will start, usually we start with college football. I think this week it is fitting to start with professional football. You guys good with that?
Yeah.
Cool.
Sounds right.
Excellent, because the San Francisco 49ers. Oh, The San Francisco 49ers are off to an unprecedented 6-0 start. Now, granted, a couple of those wins
were terrible. Like,
but six wins like where you scored 50 points combined in all six games.
First of all, that's not accurate. Second of all,
y'all almost lost to Washington.
How did we almost lose? We shut them out.
Yeah, and you guys almost shut yourselves out too. Three field goals.
I mean, did you
got.
See those field conditions?
It was a terrible game. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Still.
I'm sorry. Is your team that you root for 6-0 or is the team that I root for 6-0?
Occasionally root for
it. It won't last.
For them when they're winning.
Exactly.
It won't last?
Which is occasional.
No, not at all.
What's their first L going to be?
I don't know.
Seattle.
You think so?
Yep.
Week 10?
Yep.
Interesting.
Honestly, like, you got to give them credit. The defense is completely legit this year. That front seven is like any other I mean, it's up there with a Super Bowl contending defense. That offense still has question marks, though. I mean, I really don't think that offense has been tested in a shootout style game. And granted, you know, that's kind of to the credit of the defense, you know, for giving the offense that kind of lead, you know, and that's kind of security. But at the same time, I mean, this schedule's been pretty. Besides the Rams, I mean, the Niners have had a pretty easy schedule the first 6 weeks.
I'm gonna say your guys' first loss comes next week.
Really,
this coming Sunday, y'all are losing
against who?
My Carolina. Let's go, boys. Y'all taking the L. I'm
Kyle
telling you.
Allen.
We are feeling it.
Okay.
We're coming off a bye.
All right.
We got ourselves an offense that is pretty legit and a defense that's really good, too.
Your front seven might be the best in the game.
Yeah. I think this is our time to shine right now.
You're coming into, well, I was going to say San Francisco, but let's be real. They play in a parking lot next to Great America in Santa Clara. But you think you're going to win, huh?
I believe so. Yeah, I do.
Interesting.
I'm willing to.
I mean, if they can score 20 points, they got a chance.
I feel like it's just a room full of haters right now. Except Brad. Brad's been chill over here because his squad won yesterday.
I literally just gave props to the defense.
Yeah.
We wrote me in with these degenerates over here?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you kind of are a degenerate.
Well,
so.
that's a separate piece.
Oh, okay. So it's a different type of degenerate.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah, right. Totally different. Yes.
I'm sick of that word.
Degenerate?
Yeah.
Why?
What would you sick of it?
What would you like to change it to?
I'm not about to get on Microsoft Word and look up synonyms. I'll be back.
Get the little paper Microsoft cup guy. Word? Why are you going to Microsoft Word?
Because isn't that where everybody finds their synonyms at? You're like, I'm writing this paper. This is why I'm gonna sound. I'm gonna sound real professional here. Unexplainable, huh?
Let's see if we can
flip that.
Your squad, Jordan, took a beating. They got the brakes beat off them last night.
Who's even good in that division?
You should say.
Let's be honest.
So his squad is the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah.
The Cowboys are good.
Are they?
Are they?
Or are you just saying that because they just beat the brakes off your team?
Oh, I mean, the Eagles, I don't think we're bad necessarily. We're just kind of hurt. But, I mean, obviously we didn't play our best game last night. I'm gonna give you two things. The Cowboys are decent. Cowboys are good. Like, we can say they're good.
They're good. They're all right.
We don't understand how good or bad they are because neither they play a team and the team doesn't show up to play them, or they play a good team and don't show up to play them. So the Cowboys have a consistency issue more than anything. I think the Eagles will be all right. We do have some issues offensively with missing pieces as far as DeSean Jackson. We got Alshon Jeffrey back last night, but our offensive line is in pieces.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean,
Jason Peters went back out, right?
Yeah. So we had a rookie left tackle last night on DeMarcus Lawrence, who had a field day.
Oh, man, did he have a game last night.
Yeah, what, five tackles, forced fumble, and a sack?
Yep.
So, I mean,
forced fumble for a touchdown. No, they scored in two plays after that with Zeke. That's right.
Carson Wentz going to get hurt
again. And we looked terrible stopping the run. Ezekiel Elliott was running all over our linebackers and safeties. And it was a terrible game top to bottom for the Eagles, but I still have hope.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help.
Yeah, that division is pretty trash. It's up for grabs still.
What, it's the Giants,
Redskins,
Washington, Giants, Washington, Philly, and Cowboys.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that first one hurts because you guys play twice, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is nothing new, though. I mean, check me out, Brad, but I think we've lost literally the last five regular season meetings against the Cowboys.
Really?
Last four.
Yes.
Even the year we won the Super Bowl, we lost to them twice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's nothing.
Might be a good omen for you.
Yeah,
then.
Dallas is usually a pretty good regular season team.
I see how you're spinning this.
Yeah, they're good top to bottom. So, I mean, and it's not a bad thing that they beat us. We'll see them again at home.
Yeah, that's fair. Anything else from the NFL you boys want to get into? Because, honestly,
Patty Mahomes, man.
That is a good one. Thank you. Your Broncos got smacked by Matt Moore and the Chiefs.
SoCal product right there, Matt Moore. Shouts to you, brother.
How is he still in the league?
That offensive line.
He actually wasn't in the league.
No, he wasn't. He was a scout.
Yeah.
He was a scout.
And a high school coach before that.
How mad is Colin Kaepernick right now just watching that game? There are so many dudes who should not be playing right now that are getting the start, and Colin Kaepernick's just like,
I want to clear this up about the whole Colin Kaepernick thing, too. He signed or he took a deal and then said he wasn't going to disclose the amount that he sued and won from the NFL. So once you pretty much sue a business, that pretty much burns all your bridges. You can't sue a business for monetary gain and then expect them to employ you later on down the line. That's not how that works.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So, I mean,
that's a solid point.
It's 100% Colin Kaepernick is at least a backup level quarterback in the NFL. 100% should be in the NFL based off solely skill. Mm-hmm. But who is going to literally let somebody take money from you and then be like, hey, let's give you some more money? Like, no. It doesn't work like that. So Colin Kaepernick made his bed. He's going to have to lay in. If he wants to play football again, he needs to go to Canada, or I hear the XFL is hiring. So I'm done with Colin Kaepernick.
Okay.
Especially since he didn't disclose how much he got from the NFL.
Well, I think he couldn't.
Which is lame.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't have the power of that. It was the NFL that put that into a contract.
He could have made a deal that allowed him to disclose
the amount. Taking less money.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you can't stand up for a cause that's bigger than you and then make a decision for yourself. You know what I mean? That's very, very hypocritical.
Once you're on that cross, man, you got to stay up there.
Yeah, you got to stay up there. Jesus went out.
Yeah.
Jesus went out like a god.
I see what you did there.
He got lifted up, man. He got lifted up.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Took one for the team. Well,
you got to go through those trials and tribulations, man. You got to.
Well, speaking of the dead rising again.
As a kid, I was fascinated by the look of those helmets as they were shown on my TV screen. I was enamored by the name The Wolverine. It meant something. The big house. I wanted to be there. I loved watching that squad. Go Big Blue. And then you came over onto the sidelines with those khaki pants and that pedigree of NFL football and Alex Smith and I can take a quarterback and make him into a winner. No, what you did is you took the greatest football program and made them losers. Jim Harbaugh, you're dead to me.
All right, fair enough.
Set out the first 4 weeks of the season. I had no complaints. Get your money. Get your contract. And your team starts losing. Badly. So you try to be the hero. After 4 weeks, say, I'm going to come back in. Help my squad win. What did you do this week? 3 fumbles. When the ball is in your hands, game on the line, 1 yard to gain, you fumble it. Melvin Gordon, you are dead to me.
Light skin. Pacific Northwest. One of the baddest women on the planet is your wife. You even took future son from him. I finally give you the respect that I felt you deserve. And what do? I even start you. I start you for the first time all season. John vouched for you during my fantasy football draft. I was there while you had straight hair. I was there for the cornrows. I was there for the leather jacket. As much as I hated all of that, I still respected you, and you let me down. Russell Wilson, you're dead to me.
You know, I gotta say, I'm actually doing pretty good. My fantasy team's doing well. You know, Evan Bowl's coming up soon. Yeah, doing good. Doing good. Having a good time.
All right. That's fair.
Yeah, that was deep.
Right.
Doing good. Doing good.
Once again, this is our pledge drive.
Pledge!
Pledge. Give us money. Okay, this money's not going to us. It's going to the radio station, who allows us to be independent and do ridiculous segments like the one we just had. Once again, 530-895-0131. Feel free to call in and pledge whatever you can. $5, $10, $1 million. We'll take it all. We'll take it off your hands. We'd be happy to. Isn't that right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
very much so.
I mean, Drew and I, we've been in the station for 5 years plus or so.
Yep.
Interning and whatnot, and I've come through the ranks and seen it all. Jordan's been here for many years as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only reason why we're around is because of you guys, you listeners right now, the ones that you're able to support us. You're the reasons that we're able to come into this studio and have a legitimate show for some reason.
It's legitimate.
They call this legit. It's a legitimate show. We're on the air right now.
Technically, we are actually doing a legitimate show.
It's very legitimate to y'all because y'all can't see us. If they could see us, they'd be like, but since you just hear it, it comes out pretty legitimate. I take that.
Right? Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
And we do it for you guys. We want to put a good show together, and we actually do some work into it. We act, you know, on a regular basis, we're all trying to come up with new ideas to make the show fresh and fun for everyone that's listening right now, and we really appreciate any support that you can give us to keep this station going, because we really do need you guys to keep us afloat and to keep us on the airwaves.
You are the wind beneath our sports sails.
Yes.
That's...
Keep us flying.
Well put, boys.
So what's that number that they can call in?
It is 530-895-0131. Once again, 530-895-0131.
Now, can they also pledge online? Is that a possibility?
They absolutely can. All Thanks right. for asking, yeah. Brad.
You're very welcome.
You can go to kzfr.org, and you can pledge that way. You could just tip the show if you just want to shoot us a couple bucks. But if you want to call in, we got people that are happy to talk to you and give you some gifts. So
we have some mad swag over here, y'all.
We got great gear.
Our t-shirts are great.
The t-shirts are great. The hoodies are fire. We got all sorts of stuff. So once again, 530-895-01. 3-1. Before we move on and get into Luke into the futures and college football and all that, I think it's time to vent. Are y'all ready to vent?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. But I gotta know what's your fandom to say. No one cares!
Oh my god.
I feel better?
Yeah.
You guys feel good?
We'll see you after tonight.
Stress relief. I need Le'Veon Bell to go off.
Fill the course, baby.
Hey, remember, no one cares about your team.
Yep.
Save it for 3 seconds, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fire.
Do you want to talk some sports gambling?
Let's talk some sports.
All right. This show is all over the place, and I love it.
Hey, it's me. Knock, knock. So, you got my money? You gonna give me my money? Where's my money, man? You know my name, John. Give me my money.
That is right, y'all. Time for some gambling session. This week, I'm dedicating, even though the pledge week will be over come Saturday. After my college picks, I'm going to dedicate all my winnings this week to the pledge drive.
All right, look at you.
Everyone else should do the same, huh?
Watch them go on a losing streak.
The first one all season.
Seven.
Listen here, people. I above almost anyone here, give John the hardest time, but you've been absolutely on fire this season. So, listen, if you're like, I don't have money to pledge right now, help you guys out, just listen to John's picks, and by next Monday, you'll have all the money you need.
And you can still pledge.
There you go. Hedge your future on betting and gambling, guys. That's what we support here.
100%. Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you're 46 and 15, why not?
Okay, you know, there you go.
Flexing
on us over here, man.
This was a short week this week. I had some weddings to go to, some dancing to do. So I only took 3 games this week. We took the 3 games for Monday. Went 2-1. Went 2-1. Ohio State looking greater than ever. So I appreciate Jordan for putting me on that train early in the season. We got 4 teams this week. Starting to get down into college. This is the nitty gritty. The weeks that matter. So start to see these spreads less and less. But huge matchups. We're going to take all big matchups this week. We have Iowa at Northwestern. Iowa's back ranked in the top 25. We're going to take Iowa minus 10. We have Penn State coming off a good win last week. Playing a struggling Michigan State team. They are minus 6. We are taking Penn State minus 6. Texas. I'm a little biased on this, but Texas, man, they've been struggling. But you know who's been struggling more? TCU. And that's who they're playing this week. Minus 2. I'm taking Texas. And this one's going to be a fan favorite for Derek. We have Notre Dame, game of the week. Notre Dame at Michigan at the Big House.
About time they're bringing that game back.
I don't like the spread on that.
I don't even know what it is.
It's 10.
Okay.
For Michigan.
For Michigan at home. They're still favored.
But we're going to take the over-under in this one. We're going to take the over of 48.
How is Michigan still favored in anything
because
in life?
Because Jim Harbaugh and those khakis.
Are they still ranked?
Yes.
Yes.
Somehow, some way.
Sorry.
Let's get into the bias picks. These are the juicy ones. I just want to see everyone crumble here. Brad gets brought down to
finally, guys,
to normalcy level. Here.
Yeah, this is
as Duke gets blown out.
That was a bad game.
Brad's record goes to 5-1. We got Duke at North Carolina this week. Big rivalry game, even though it's football and there are basketball schools. Still a big rivalry week. -3.5
okay.
For Duke. UNC.
Like, wait a minute.
For UNC. Over under 55.5.
Ooh. I think this might actually be a high scoring game between these guys. I'm going to go the over on this one, 55.5.
I think this is the first time you've taken it over under.
No,
this.
I took it once. Okay. I can't remember which one, but yeah.
All right, and Jarrell took the 22-point spread that Texas was holding against Kansas.
I was just 20.5 points off.
Barely snuck that win out. Barely. I told you, Les Miles,
man. And Lawrence, dude.
Les Miles, man.
Yeah, I mean.
Coach. So that brings Jarrell's record to 3-3-1. We have Texas at TCU. -1. Over under 61.5.
Texas is -1?
Texas.
Give
yes.
me that. All right. Give me that.
Now, Derek. Derek took the under. Just missed it. Just
nine,
missed
nine
it.
9 points, right? Yeah, nine. Something like that.
Yeah, by 42 was the over. It hit 49. Got close. Yeah. No scare. Yeah. Brings Derek to 3-3.
Hey.
We have Notre Dame at Michigan at the Big House.
10 points, you said?
Eight
for Michigan.
Over under 50.
Man, I hate to do it, but I gotta take Notre Dame in that one. It hurts.
Does it though? Because you've been going against Michigan
the entire year. It's been terrible, like, to have to put myself out
right.
there.
And Jordan wasn't even here last week and got a win.
Wow,
that's just the friendship group he has in this building.
Yeah, we picked for you. You're welcome.
We so have smart. Bouncing back. We have the biggest to me actually is the biggest game of the week.
100%.
Ohio State.
They lost.
At Wisconsin, or Ohio State in Ohio, at, against Wisconsin.
I feel like they play every big game in the horseshoe. How the hell do they get that? What are they doing? Whose teat are they sucking on right now?
We have Ohio State. We have Ohio State -14, over under 38.5, or excuse me, over under 50. -14, over under 50.
I'll take the over. I'll take 50. Over 50.
All right. And and Jordan is at 5-1, has tied up with Brad. Myself bringing up the caboose at 2-4. Cal just having a disappointing loss to a awful Oregon State team.
How weird.
They have probably the toughest game on their schedule this year at Utah. Really tough place to play.
That quarterback is tough.
-18. Over under 38.5. Man, this is tough. We're gonna take the over.
All right.
38.5.
Cool.
A little kick in the future.
Great. We somehow managed to sneak in Teat and Caboose into Luke into the Futures this week.
Success. Impressive. That's a great week for me right there.
That's like all you care about.
Derek with the Tiger Woods fist bump.
He's back.
I am for sure back. Yes,
oh boy. This is FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California. We are listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. It's me, Jarrell Gilbert. Alongside me, Derek Isamaki, Jared. Whoa, what was I about to call you? Jordan Booth.
That looks like
Jaren Booth.
Like,
yeah. Jaren Booth is here.
You're about to give him a Jared? I feel like that Jared's about to come out there.
Yeah, I don't know what was happening. Jordan's evil brother, Jaren Booth. DJ J Bounds is in the building. How about that?
You know what it is.
Sonny Slim, a.k.a. John Lucan. And Stepman Brad.
Whoop. What are you, Chris Berman?
Yeah. Whoop, 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 whoop. Shout out to Statman Dad, who called in and pledged some monies.
Thank you, Statman Dad.
We appreciate you. Yes, we appreciate
it's
you.
It's been way too long since we shout out Statman Dad.
We really need Statman Dad needs to be more of a part of this show.
The leader of the Fine Gold Dynasty.
Yes, sir. Well, the Celtics, I believe, play their first NBA game first regular season game this week, so I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more from him in the near future, maybe
basketball
next week.
Basketball is more of his forte on his chiming in, so.
And there we go. Well, like I said, they're playing this week, so I'm looking forward to getting Statman Dad back on the show and correcting you when you're wrong. It's just a beautiful thing. Talking Bell practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Mountain Sports, providing outdoor clothing and equipment for hiking, cross-country skiing, camping, and just enjoying the great outdoors. Mountain Sports is located in downtown Chico at 176 East 3rd Street. Their telephone number is 345-5011. That's 345-5011. Also made possible by Chico Certified Farmers Markets, with year-round markets on Wednesday morning at the North Valley Plaza and on Saturday morning at 3rd and Wall in downtown Chico. The Chico Certified Farmers Market, connecting farmers and food lovers since 1980. One thing that's actually older than me. All right, take it. This is Talking About Practice on KZFR. And what? This is our pledge drive. Once again, you can call us 530-895-0131, 530-895-0131. We are an independent radio station, so we need your guys' support to keep us that way. And we won't turn into corporate shills, right? Shells.
Yeah, I don't know what shills is. That's talking about. Yeah.
It's a good store, though. Shields.
What?
Perhaps. Shields. Good store. I like it.
What is that?
I don't it's even know. It's like a outdoor sports store. Like,
anyway, all right. thanks for that, Statman Brad. That was a useful chime in right there.
Always welcome.
In case you're wondering, yes, I just called this maybe 30 minutes ago. The Pats are up 17-0, big shocker, against the hapless Jets.
Philip Dorsett.
Okay, hold on.
Backdoor Sammy.
Can we talk about one thing real quick before we move on to college football and whatever else we're doing on the show?
Sure.
Playoff baseball, maybe? Yeah.
Yes, we will get into the World Series is set. We will talk about that. The Dodgers are not part of it. Neither are the Yankees.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. those two teams combined is like the GOP of most small countries.
Seriously.
They spend so much money. but I did...
it's GDP you're looking for, not GOP.
What did I say, GOP?
Yeah, it's the grand old party.
Thank you.
GDP, gross domestic product.
Yes, that's what I was going for. Yes. Thank you. Important correction. Actually, was that two important corrections?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Is that actually what it is? The Grand Old Party?
The Grand Old Party.
Wow, I did not know that.
That's the GOP
sounds racist. That
history block. Yeah.
Sounds very
grand
racist.
Grand Old Party, all.
I don't even remember where I was going with that now. Cool.
The Yankees and the...
You were trying to go on something before we get into
College football. And
apparently wasn't that important.
Was it the Patriots that you were trying to get?
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're welcome. Yes. Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Statman Brad, keeping us on task and on time here. Staying ahead of the chains. Tom Brady, okay, he's good, right? I think we could all admit
great.
That. Yeah, he's pretty solid.
Okay, guy.
Who is the toughest quarterback in his division that he's faced in his entire career?
Didn't we already go over this?
We did, yeah.
We've already dived into this.
We already went over this.
All right, Setman Brad's North State Update.
Oh, my goodness.
He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
We agree, champion. Yeah.
Man. Okay.
I'm starting to recycle material. That's how tight it is. I am. All right, my bad.
I thought that was my job. Mm. Anyways, the men's soccer team and women's soccer team heads on down to San Diego and San Marcos. Oh. Unfortunately, both...
There we go. My bad.
It's all good. They both lose to San Diego 1-0, and men are the only team that are able to beat Cal State San Marcos 2-1. Women lose 1-0.
Can you play the, that was, you need the female Panther this time?
Oh, my bad. Yeah. Let me get the lady Wildcat. Sorry. All right, guys. I apologize. You just heard the mill.
I know. I combined the both of them.
You did, yeah, a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
Here we go.
Gotta give our lady.
All right, so we're going to go Lady Wildcat.
Yeah, Wildcat.
There we go. Much different.
The men right now are 8-4 overall, 4-4 in conference, with a one game win streak.
Sorry, I did the Panther there.
It's all good. It's all good. They're still in contention for the playoffs. Both teams right now are playing Stanislaus State and Sonoma State this weekend. Big game for the women, though. Sonoma State and Stanislaus State are atop of the CCAA, so there are two big games this weekend. Right now, the women are 8-5-1 and 4-4 in conference. Now going to volleyball. Unfortunately, they lost in straight sets against UC San Diego and Cal State San Marcos. So not a good weekend for the women for volleyball, but they are 6-4 in conference and 10-8 overall. They will be playing, wait for it, Cal State Dominguez Hills and Cal State LA in Chico.
I feel like we got to get out there at some point. We got to go support.
Yeah,
our,
so we'll be playing Friday and Saturday. Both games start at 7 p.m. Now going to prep football. Chico High played against Red Bluff, and they won 36-0.
No Panther love?
No, really? Wow. No Panther love? Wow. Okay, never mind. That's okay. Wow. The next game they'll be playing is in the Ammon Bowl against PV. They're going to be playing at PV November 1st. That's not this Friday. It's next Friday.
Wait, that's the Ammon Bowl?
Ammon Bowl.
The Ammon Bowl?
Like the Allman Brothers.
It's the Ammon Bowl. Fight me for it. Anyways, going into Viking football, they did not have a...
Oh, wait, sorry, my bad. We are the Vikings.
They did not play a game this past weekend, but they will be playing in a very, very important game against Foothill. I'm going to keep this one rolling. Foothill, who is second in league, undefeated in league. And if they can win this one and win the game against Chico, wow, if I could talk, they will be in second place, possibly on the verge for first place in the EAL. So, once again, they'll be playing this week in Foothill.
So when is the Almond Bowl again?
The Almond Bowl is next Friday, November 1st. Big game. Big game. And last but not least, the Bobcats of Paradise. Big game. Another shutout win. Beating Willows 57-0. Now, these next two games, they'll be playing against EAL teams, playing against Red Bluff and Enterprise. This week, they'll be playing at Red Bluff. Go Bobcats. That's my North State update.
Excellent. I'm sorry.
What was it?
It was excellent. Oh, you did very well, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No. Yeah, no problem. All right. Well, college football was fun. Yeah.
It's getting weird, man.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Nitty-gritty weeks. These are all the big division rival games. Starting to get into the conference play heavy.
Yeah, Alabama's going to be missing Tua for about 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's big.
But, I mean, to their credit, they have Arkansas this week, which, again, is an SEC team, but, you know, not very good this year. Really on a downward slump. And then after that, they have a bye. They have their bye. So he has, you know, a week... two and a half weeks pretty much to get ready for the LSU game.
Yeah, that's
so, and that, I mean, that's the biggest game of the year right there. I mean, they're going to be number one, number two going into that. So, but yeah, college football though is, I mean,
gotta give a shout out to the Illinois who took down Wisconsin. Man.
The Fighting Illini.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, well, it's funny because I was kind of making fun of Michigan for beating Illinois this year. In the fashion that they did, and then now that kind of looks like a decent win. I mean, to beat Wisconsin, who I feel like Wisconsin is that team in the Big Ten, though, that you can never really rely on, like any other Pac-12 team.
They're the Atlanta
sorry. They're the Atlanta Falcons of college football.
Yeah, I mean, or the Big Ten, I would say. You know, because Pac-12, I would say, it's, you know, those teams take that reign. But
yeah, that's a good point.
Wisconsin does this every year. Oregon, they start Oregon's out to a 5-0, 5-0, 6-0, and then, you know, get beat by a no-name Purdue or an Illinois or, you know, so.
What is a Fighting Illini anyway? I just want to know. Like, I, you know, who is our
so number? It's
someone
a, the
from Illinois
I,
that fights?
The letter I with the boxing gloves. That's a nice little mascot. That's probably what it is.
I think it's just I. Is all it is.
I was in boxing gloves.
I mean, how are you feeling about Ohio State? I mean, beating the brakes off, obviously a Northwestern team that is struggling this year, but
I expect Wisconsin to lay down Saturday, 100%.
You think that's going to be a big blowout game for Ohio State, a staple game, or do you think it's going to be, you know, hard fought, comes down to last possession?
I mean, I don't think it's going to be a notable win, but I don't necessarily think it's going to be. A great
you don't think
game.
Beating Wisconsin is going to be a notable win for Ohio State?
I don't think it matters.
They don't have a great win yet on their.
Yeah, they've had an easy schedule.
I mean, teams have proven that you don't need. I mean, Clemson is still what ranked fourth, and who has Clemson played?
Yeah, but look at Clemson starting out at two, ranked second in the nation, and they've dropped two spots in the last 2 weeks.
100% because they don't play anybody.
Yeah,
they are in the ACC, so they other than the one outside of their conference game that they may schedule against a decent team, they're not going to play anybody good. So, I mean, if you're already highly ranked, you win one decent game against maybe a top 20 ranked team, and you can stay top four and go into the playoffs. It's been proven.
Yeah.
Because Clemson's there every year. And we've been doing the playoff for, what, 4 years now?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, Clemson's been there every year. And
we've been doing the playoffs longer than that, haven't we?
I think this is the fifth year of the playoffs.
Is that it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it hasn't been that long. I think the first one was Cardale Jones.
It was Ohio State.
Ezekiel Elliott. Yeah, Alabama. That's Cardale Jones was going crazy. He's a crazy man.
Everyone forgets Zeke Elliott in that game. That game, Zeke Elliott turned everyone into boys. And he was a full-grown man. Over 200 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns.
With his stupid half-cut jersey. Oh, God.
So, yeah, so, I hate
that's college style right there. That reminds me of Bo Jackson in his prime.
That's fair.
But, I mean, if we look at Ohio State, the biggest game to their schedule thus far is either Michigan State or Nebraska, which both teams have really underperformed this year.
And neither one of them were ranked when they played them.
Right.
Yeah. But, I mean, those are usually pretty solid franchises. Michigan State has been known to give Ohio State trouble. Usually beat the brakes off Michigan, but Michigan State has always been fought Ohio State tough. So, I mean, to win those games and just stay undefeated, they'll at least get the fourth spot.
Yeah, I think they're the end of their schedule for Ohio State. They have Penn State followed by Michigan, and that's I feel like that's where we're going to see
the Big Ten
who
championship
Ohio State really
game
is
usually the big game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. College football, everyone. Let's talk some hoops. But before we get into the nitty-gritty of talking hoops, because the NBA season does start tomorrow night, y'all okay for me hating on something real quick? Okay. Cool.
Player haters ball.
Oh, man. Hey.
Why you wanna play a hate on me?
Oh, yes, the player haters ball. So recently, a mess was made by a tweet from Daryl Morey, which was basically, I don't have it in front of me, but Daryl Morey basically was saying, good for Hong Kong, they should get their independence, right? More or less?
Keep their independence,
thank you. This is not the one I need, right? That's the recent response. And a lot of people chimed in to say what a hero Daryl Morey is for speaking his mind and standing up to China.
America.
Woo! Right. Well, if Daryl Morey is your big hero, a lot of these same people are also calling LeBron a hypocrite, right? Because LeBron didn't really want to speak out against the situation or for or against this situation in China or what Daryl Morey had to say. We'll play his soundbite in a second. But if you are touting Daryl Morey as some type of hero and as if he did something really great and really courageous, just remember, if he stood up to China, that boy sat down 5 minutes later when he deleted his tweet. So we should keep that in mind. Recently, LeBron James was asked about Daryl Morey's comments on Twitter, and this is what he had to say. Play it, Brad.
I think when we all
sit back and learn from the situation that happened. Understand that what you could tweet or could say, and we all talk about this freedom of speech. Yes, we all do have freedom of speech, but at times there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you're not thinking about others and you only think about yourself. So I don't believe, I don't want to get into a word or sentence feud with Daryl. But Daryl Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand, and he spoke, and so many people could have been harmed, not only financially but physically, emotionally, spiritually. So just be careful what we tweet and we say and what we do. Even though yes, we do have freedom of speech, but there can be a lot of negative that comes with that too.
So there you go. A lot of people are calling LeBron out for protecting the paycheck. And those same people are not calling Daryl Morey out for protecting the paycheck. Why do you think Daryl Morey backtracked so quick? He's trying to protect that money. Same thing LeBron James is doing. Now, for those of you calling LeBron a hypocrite, I get it. He has spoke out on social justice causes in the past. You guys remember the I Can't Breathe t-shirt that he wore?
Yeah.
Right. So if you're calling LeBron James a hypocrite now but not then, I'm confused. Because LeBron James stood up for Eric Gardner, who was choked to death by a New York NYPD. However, I don't know if you guys remember this, but around the same time, there's a kid named Tamir Rice. Now, Tamir Rice was in Cleveland, and then he was on a playground playing around with a toy gun. A cop showed up to the scene after someone called the police on this kid and shot the 12-year-old boy to death when he had a toy gun in his hand. LeBron's comments, go ahead and look them up on this topic because you won't find any. He had nothing to say. And this is something that happened in his backyard. So if you're going to call LeBron a hypocrite now, just understand this ain't nothing new. When it comes to protecting the paycheck, this ain't nothing new for any of these guys. And just think about this. If your job was on the line, even if you're really passionate about something, would you speak up? I don't know that I would, and I don't even really like my job that much. So play Hitter's Ball, y'all.
Well, I think The one big thing I want to actually talk about this, it's dangerous there in China. So if you're talking bad about China, you have a whole group of people that could get injured in China from either the government or the people that live there under that regime.
Well, here's the other thing that Daryl Morey was not considering when he made these statements on Twitter. His team was in Japan,
yep,
but there were other teams in China.
Yeah.
So when he made this comment,
yeah,
so he was not thinking. And when LeBron says he's misinformed, I've heard so many people say, oh, well, he graduated from MIT, he's not a misinformed person. Let's go to that tweet real quick that you sent me, Brad, if you wouldn't mind. The first two, could you read those out loud?
Yeah, give me one sec.
You're good.
All right, so this is Daryl Morey on the apology for his tweets. I did not intend my tweet to cause any offense to the Rockets fans and friends of mine in China. I was merely voicing one thought based on one interpretation of one complicated event. I have a lot of opportunity since the tweet to hear and consider other perspectives. Maybe 5 minutes of opportunity. I have always appreciated the significant support our Chinese fans and sponsors have provided, and I would hope that those who are upset will know that offending or misunderstanding them was not my intention. My tweets are my own, and in my own way, in no way represent the Rockets or the NBA.
So when LeBron called Daryl Morey misinformed, Daryl Morey basically called himself misinformed. So there you go, people. Mm. Player haters ball. Shall we move on?
Please.
Not riveting at all.
That was not captivating to you guys whatsoever. I felt very alone.
I honestly felt like LeBron shouldn't have even got in it.
No,
like there was literally nothing for him to say about it. You're not a Chinese native. You're not from China. You've probably been to China four times in your life, and you're one of the richest people in the world. What do you have to say about China?
Well, he doesn't have anything bad to say because, yeah, you know, the NBA was standing to lose a 15% salary cap and all kinds of endorsement deals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm over it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. Once again, this is FM 90.1 KZFR talking about practice, and we are in the middle of our pledge drive. You can call us right now, 530-895-0131. Even if you hate our show, feel free to call and pledge for another show. We don't care. Money's all going to the same place. It's going to keep the lights on around here.
But come on, don't be a hater, though. If you're listening to our show.
Yeah, you should actually probably
at least
pledge
give us the credit for tipping the show.
Yeah.
Don't just be like, give it to Just Jazz. Like, oh, come on.
Yeah, now. We'll take it. Yeah. We would like some money. We would like some credit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Wrong song. My bad.
I don't know what just happened there. Let's bring in our foreign correspondent, can't we? Because I'm so confused on what's happening on today's show. Aaron, hello.
Hey there. How's it going, guys?
Hi.
What up, though?
I would just like to count myself. I did pledge to your drive.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That's because I love you guys.
Well, we love you too,
thank
Aaron.
You.
We want to talk some puck.
Yes.
Puck, yeah.
Someone fire him.
He didn't find that funny at all.
Not at all. He's been trying to get this off the ground for so long.
It's going to keep happening, y'all. So
let's talk some hockey. Give us some updates. What's happening? None of us have been paying hardly any attention, and we could use your help. I know the Sharks aren't doing well.
Thanks.
You're right. I wasn't going to start with the bad news, but yeah, we can start with that. The Sharks are not doing well. They are 3-5. They are really severely underperforming. However, they just played Buffalo. They did lose, but they looked really good, and Buffalo is a great team right now. So, not great that they lost, but a good loss. So, you know, it's still really early on. They've only played 8 games. They can turn it around. But the fact that their record is the same as the Los Angeles Kings, troublesome. Mm. Very troublesome.
Welcome to our world.
Yeah. The other crazy thing is, who would have thought that the good team in the Pacific would have been the Anaheim Ducks, who are at 6-3.
Gross.
That's something that we can both agree on. We hate the Ducks.
If they go back to their old jerseys, I'm totally fine with them, though.
Those were fire.
Yeah, the Mighty Ducks. Once they come back to the Mighty Ducks, I'm good with them.
The only way that I'm okay with the Mighty Ducks is if Gordon Bombay comes back and coaches that squad.
They got to have Goldberg in the goal.
Yep. Goldberg!
Give me Charlie Conway, too, okay, on the wing. All right,
Charlie Conway.
Charlie Conway!
So the Ducks, though, huh?
I'll make some calls for you guys. Yeah. Randy Carlyle was fired last year, and they brought on Bob Murray, and it looks like he's really turned them around. They look like the team from 2 years ago, so... Guys, it might be the Ducks in the Pacific Division. It's pretty wild.
Who's the surprise of this season so far, would you say?
The Golden Knights.
Well, they're doing okay. So I'm going to say my biggest surprise is going to be the Dallas Stars. They are 2-7, and they were great last year. They finished probably top five. They looked great last year, and I thought that they were going to be one of the top teams. But as it turns out, I mean, they're in a rut. They're not looking good at all. This is really bad news for them.
Oof. Rough.
The Stars, man.
Mike Madonna.
Dallas Stars. Disappointing me.
Mike Madonna.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. Ooh. There you go. We like it.
You got anything else for us on hockey, Aaron?
No, but it's turned out to be a fun season. I'm enjoying keeping up with it.
Solid. All right. Well, we will have you back next week. We'll talk some more.
Puck yeah!
We'll talk more hockey with you next week. Love you, homie. We'll talk soon, all right?
Bye, guys.
Later.
Bye.
Oh, man. You're really working. You're really trying to get that off the ground.
Yeah.
Puck yeah, I am.
Oh, my God.
All right, so did you guys hear about Buddy Hield and Jaylen Brown getting extensions?
Oh, Buddy Hield's been working on that for a minute now.
Yeah. He deserves it.
4 years.
94 million.
Yep. Yeah, who else wants to play in Sacramento?
I would. Sign me
up, baby.
Oh, man.
There's a lot.
I got a mean 3-point shot.
For sure.
All right. What's another place that you wouldn't want to play? You're taking Sacramento before this place. What's
are we talking anywhere in Florida?
Toronto? You
no,
really?
Really? Getting through customs? Like
no, and their taxes? Yeah, ridiculous.
Why would you want to play in Toronto? It's a whole other country.
All right.
Yeah.
I feel like most.
And you got to go through customs every single time you go to play another team.
Utah would want to play in Utah.
I'll take Sacramento over Oklahoma City.
Yes, 1,000%. I wouldn't want to play in Buffalo.
Well, luckily there's no team that plays in Buffalo, so
the Bills. Are we only talking about?
Oh, okay, I thought we were just talking.
What are the rules?
I thought.
I don't want to play for being Stanislaus. Oh, we're just doing basketball. Just, oh, okay.
Professional basketball right now.
Derek, you got some soccer stuff?
I do.
It's called foot and mouth, you know?
All right, great.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with a man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, throw a ball out at a barn side.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
Oh, that's right, y'all. It's time for football, y'all. Guess what's coming back this week, guys?
Champions League!
But I'm not going to start there. Oh. I'm taking it down south a little bit for the MLS. Because I know, right? It's, why am I doing this right now? So many places to be in life, but I'll go down there. I'm not afraid.
Neither is Sam Darnold.
Yikes.
This Thursday. This Thursday. We have the battle for LA. Ultimate supremacy. And the MLS playoffs right now.
El Trafico.
El Trafico is again. Let's this one go. Means something right now.
El Trafico.
It is slowly but surely is coming. It is actually becoming a thing. The LAFC team has really taken on its own whole identity in LA and really become a franchise that's I could actually get behind. Like, that's a cool team what they're doing in LA, and I appreciate it. They've created an environment that is true for any football fan who wants to go down there. You're going to enjoy it. I've heard only great things about it, and this is going to be a good one. Zlatan wants to prove that he is the ultimate guy, even though he's probably leaving after this season right now. A lot of talks of him going into Argentina with the Boca Juniors right now. Dude is a traveling goal scorer. Love what he's doing right there. He's having a good time with his life, and I appreciate that about him. If he does leave, best 2 years we had in the galaxy with him there. I actually appreciate you kind of bringing that international flame to the MLS. I know it's hard to do that, but slowly but surely, it's coming along. It's almost there. It'll never be a top-level team, a top-level league, but it still can be entertaining to watch, and they truly have done a good job with that, bringing on those great, talented people. But the real thing, the Drew matches that we all really care about are happening Tuesday and Wednesday as the Champions League returns. All you got to do is just turn your TV on at 12 o'clock, and you're going to find a good game going on. Liverpool going up against Genk. You got Borussia Dortmund versus Inter going on Tuesday. That's probably the best game of that day. I'm sorry, that's on Wednesday. Tomorrow on Tuesday, Real Madrid, Galatasaray. Going to be a good one right there. Champions League, it's always a great time.
Champions League.
Champions League. That's what I love.
Champions League. Champions League.
And I got to give a shout out to this past weekend in the Premier League. Manchester United.
Manchester United.
You're garbage.
Trash.
You're straight trash.
Ultimate idea.
It is terrible. The fact you guys have yet to find what is wrong with this club and trying to get back to your winning ways.
Disgusting.
For everyone else in the Premier League, they're loving it. Liverpool.
Liverpool's amazing.
Ride this wave, y'all. Take it. See how long you can go. Get that. You want to win the league. Get that trophy, y'all. You deserve it. You got some good teams along the way. Man City is going to put up a fight. That's foot and mouth, y'all. Champions League. Tomorrow, Wednesday, be there. El Trafico, Thursday.
Wait, tomorrow's Tuesday.
Tomorrow. That's what I'm saying. Tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So tomorrow as in Tuesday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We got great games going on.
Great games.
Foot in mouth. You're welcome, y'all.
I would like them to move the game to Compton and call it El Trapico.